Hi, and welcome back to the Mob Mentality Show. I'm Chris Lucian, and joining me is Austin Chadwick. And today we're going to talk about the software estimation paradox. I wrote this blog a number of years ago now. And it has some roots in my experiences, and Austin also has very similar experiences. And I would wager that many of you also have the same experiences. So I'm just going to throw it out there and then maybe ask for Austin's story, and then maybe I can go into mine and talk a little bit about it more. So the paradox itself is people can estimate well what they've done many times before. Software developers automate what is repetitive and time-consuming. To estimate something well, one must repeat it many times before and not automate it. Why would a software developer not automate something repeated many times before? And so, you know, as you can see, like, you know, it's built on a set of propositions and it has side effects on the system. So maybe Austin, maybe you can talk a little bit about what you've experienced.
Yeah, and I think coming from places where we've done estimates and not estimates, I can speak from different contexts. So like what comes to mind immediately is something kind of more from like a Scrum context where we're doing story points and playing planning poker and that kind of thing. And I think I've experienced both sides of this paradox. So let's say a story comes up that's like, you know, as a user, I want to do something for this reason, right? And you almost have this false sense of confidence and positivity if you're like, oh, I know exactly how to do that. It's going to take exactly 4 hours, or it's going to take, you know, if you're estimating hours or points, like, oh, this is obviously an 8-pointer. And then we feel good as a team. But then that's where the other part of the paradox comes up is like, if we so feel so confident about how to do this work, how come it's not automated, right? You know, if we're so confident that it's an 8, shouldn't it be like a half point automation, like click a button and do it? And then I've also experienced the other side of the paradox where we're playing planning poker and then at a previous organization, and then something comes up that's a truly innovative story that we have never done before. We don't know how to do it. There's, even if it's relatively small, there's quite a few unknowns. There's technology we are in, APIs we haven't used before. And so to pick any number, you know, can feel ridiculous. And so then people just start throwing out different large numbers based on their emotions. And so those, you know, if there's two sides of this paradox, I've experienced both often and repetitively anytime I've been able to estimate. And then in contexts where I don't estimate, you just start delivering stuff and then you get feedback and you make changes. And so the paradox kind of goes away. So that's my experience. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, I have kind of, you know, maybe one of the worst cases that I had seen. And, you know, so again, we talk about just kind of doing something that you've done before, right? And so there was a team that I had joined, and the idea had been to they had, you know, estimated out this whole thing, and a lot of the estimates had been influenced by this desire to keep things consistent, right? And so the company itself was very focused on performance based on how closely you attach to your estimates, or how closely you work with your estimates. And so they went for the safe bet every time. And so, you know, the team had chosen to kind of do text parsing as a very, the standard way that they might have done it for years and years and years. And even when it was kind of a new file format. And amazingly, you know, the team had not looked for a library to do the same thing. And so after 12 months of work on something and bugs coming out, you know, kind of everywhere because this person or these people were trying to meet their estimate, it was very quickly pointed out that there's just a library that they could use to do it. And so they've been working on this thing for about 12 months now, and it was replaced by a single line of code. And so, and if you take a look at the root of it, right, there was no necessarily learning time, you know, kind of approached with it. And all the estimates were based off of this like very safe piece, or keeping it as safe as possible. And so that just kind of led to ignoring the rest of the world because they could just repeat the thing that they've repeated a million times before rather than looking to automate it. And so, and I know that some people might argue like this person should have looked and this should have been part of the first part, but what the paradox says is that's not the incentive structure, right? So we give the estimate, we want to, you know, we really like numbers as people and we like trends as people. And because of that desire to meet those numbers and trends, the estimate had kind of influenced this kind of going out of their way to build something in a way that they felt was reproducible, that led to making a whole bunch of unnecessary work. And then there's other examples of it too. But I think the big opposite of that is, you know, when those things don't exist in the system, you get behaviors like, hey, we've done this a bunch of times before. It's really annoying. Let's automate it instead and spend the real brain power on making sure it's automated. And so those are kind of the two extremes, right? Mm-hmm. I think the better way to go is to kind of like automate things as you see repetitions of things. But it works, you know, you might evaluate the software estimation paradox anywhere you see estimates in software and just think what side effects are popping up because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you can probably sense us holding back our opinion on whether you should estimate or not, but I think here's something, and I think we're doing that intentionally, and I think I'll say some things we're not saying. So if you look at the paradox closely, it says to estimate well. So it's not like you can't estimate, right? You know, so you could, to estimate well, it has to be something you've done repetitively. And so, and I think, and that's where it ties directly into automation and repetition. And so it doesn't mean that there's no value to estimates. But it also means that you have to understand well what your the quality of the estimate, right? and then as Chris said, the other side effects as well. So there's value, but there's also could be potentially negative side effects.
And this is a particularly unique problem because in other industries, people are not typically automating what they do, right? Unless there may be mechanical engineers working on like factory, you know, systems or other, you know, maybe electrical engineers, right? So, but in other industries in general, and the general knowledge is that people are doing repetitive things. The nature of work typically is repetitive. And usually you only see in engineering industries this idea that, hey, we can bypass that by, you know, making this mechanical arm do this thing over and over again that a person would have otherwise done over and over again. And so I think there is this kind of maybe traditional thought process saying, you know, if estimates are working well in an industry where things are repeated all the time, then they must work well, you know, everywhere. And I think that's where that's where the birth of this paradox came from, is because this is maybe commonly accepted knowledge and the evaluation of whether automation has an impact on it seems to be sometimes, you know, farther away from the mark than we might otherwise think. And so
just wanted to... Yeah, I think one way to cache that difference is, I really like the, forgive me for mispronouncing it because I almost always do, Kinefin framework. And the four different quadrants are obvious, complicated, complex, and chaotic. And I think you're right in that software is different than other fields in regards to estimation. Because if you're in a field where it's obvious, where it's tightly constrained, no degrees of freedom, and it's just kind of like, you know, repetition, doing the same thing again. I guess you can think of like a very simple factory line where you're just kind of doing the same thing over and over again. And then there's complicated and complex and chaotic. So if you've found that there's no paradox in the obvious and complicated world, things are quite different if you jump into a context where the thing you're estimating is complex or chaotic, right? Where it's novel, it's truly innovative, right? And I think for a lot of software development, you're kind of in the game because you're doing something innovative, right? And as you were saying before, you're in the game of automating things. And so this is where the paradox arises. So there's many quadrants and types of work where that paradox doesn't arise. But I think what I love about this paradox is it might be striking and alarming, but it makes you think like, hey, what kind of space am I operating in? Am I in the type of space that is obvious and maybe, you know, this is valuable, or am I in a space where we either don't do it, or if we do it, we treat it with a lot of suspicion because of the paradox, right? Yeah, anything else to add before we close this one, Chris?
Just, you know, keep automating. And if you ever find yourself, you know, repeating, right? So keep it dry. Don't repeat yourself, right? If you ever find yourself repeating, then as practitioners are in the business of not repeating ourselves. And sometimes we lose sight of that because of, you know, surrounding pressures. And so my hope is that people become aware of those pressures and find ways to communicate the side effects of those pressures, which is why I created this paradox, or created the name to the paradox, I guess.
Yes, right on. Awesome. Well, with that, please like and subscribe. We love getting your feedback. And especially on this topic, we'd love to hear your experiences with estimation and whether you've experienced this paradox before. Feedback, constructive, positive. We love it all around. Until next time, Wob well. Have a good one.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.